You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let us begin with top news from industry. Research firm CRISIL Ratings on Monday said it expects the net debt to EBITDA ratio of domestic steel manufacturers to stay below the level of 2x in the financial year 2023-24. The steelmakers have reported the ratio of net debt to EBITDA in the range of 1.6 to 1.7x in preceding financial year 2022-23, CRISIL Ratings said in a report. CRISIL Ratings said, quote, "Domestic primary steel manufacturers are likely to see their leverage in terms of net debt to earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA ratio, remain below 2.0x this fiscal, compared to an estimated 1.6 to 1.7x in fiscal 2023, despite undertaking capital expenditure to cater to growing demand," unquote. With the leverage much lower than the average of 3.5x, seen during past five fiscals, the median credit quality of the sector is unlikely to be affected as balance sheets of the players will remain healthy. In news related to banking and finance, the Reserve Bank of India has come across instances of some banks trying to conceal the real status of their stressed assets, while governance gaps have also been noticed at certain lenders, its governor said on Monday. During his inaugural address to directors of banks at a conference organized by the RBI, Shaktikanta Das said, quote, "During the course of our supervisory process, certain instances of using innovative ways to conceal the real status of stress loans have also come to our notice," unquote. Das said that despite the guidelines on corporate governance, it was a matter of concern that the RBI has come across gaps in governance at certain banks, which have the potential to cause some volatility in the sector. Meanwhile, talent development company NIIT Limited on Monday posted a fiscal fourth quarter loss at Rs. 9.37 crores as against a profit of Rs. 67.38 crores in the same quarter last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 60.05 crores, down 26% in comparison to Rs. 81.19 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. The revenue was impacted by temporary freeze in hiring in the IT sector, as well as compression in spends due to increased uncertainty in the environment, it said. However, the company maintained that the training volume is expected to pick up gradually during the year, with growth in the second half of FY24. The company EBITDA loss stood at Rs. 11 crores as against EBITDA profit of Rs. 1 crore on year. While its yearly career segment posted revenue of Rs. 30.50 crores, down 34% on year, the working professionals business recorded revenue of Rs. 29.50 crores, down 50% year on year. Moving on to infrastructure, Northeast India's first Vande Bharat Express has commenced its maiden run today. This semi-high-speed train will connect Assam and West Bengal. The train has been flagged off by Prime Minister Narendra Modi via video conferencing from New Delhi. This is the seventh semi-high-speed train introduced in FY 2023-24. This is also the first blue and white colour train to be operated and maintained by the Northeast Frontier Railway Zone. The new Vande Bharat Express will run between Guwahati and New Jalpaiguri. This will also be the third Vande Bharat Express for the state of West Bengal. Let us talk about defence. ISRO's GSLV rocket carrying navigation satellite NVS-01 lifted off from the spaceport on Monday. ISRO aims to augment continuity of the navigation with Indian Constellation Services with the launch of the satellite. The 51.7-meter-tall rocket lifted off majestically from the second launch pad at this spaceport here, located about 130 kilometers from Chennai. Amid clear skies, it took off at a prefix time of 10:42 a.m. The second-generation navigation satellite series is considered as a significant launch that would ensure the continuity of NAVIC services, an Indian regional satellite navigation system similar to GPS, providing accurate and real-time navigation in the country and a region extending to 1,500 kilometers around the mainland. The signals from NAVIC are designed to provide user position accurate to better than 20 meters and timing accuracy better than 50 nanoseconds, ISRO said. Lastly, domestic indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 closed in the green on Monday on favorable global cues. Nifty made an intraday high of 18,641 and fell over 40 points, settling shy of the 18,600 level at 18,599, while Sensex ended at 62,834 after breaching the 63,000 level intraday. The top gainers of the day are M&M, Coal India, Titan, Tata Steel, SBI Life with M&M up 3.5%. The top losers of the day are ONGC, HCL Tech, Power Grid, Divis Lab and Maruti. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.